About Love. Part 3. Love in Action. A newborn baby is not able to obtain food or other survival needs. The baby was just recently part of the mother's body, and the mother usually continues taking care of her baby's needs. The baby might coo or smile when satisfied, and soon learns to recognize the people who provide food and cuddling. We might say that the baby loves the mother, although the baby is far too young to be conscious of feeling love. It would be more accurate to say that the baby feels pleasure. A mother, however, has a feeling that transcends herself. She actually beholds a literal part of herself, now in a separate body. She naturally wants to do everything possible to meet her infant's needs, just as she was doing before giving birth. As her child grows up and develops autonomy and independent thought, a mother sees her child as more and more distinct from herself, but she always has the memory of her experience of being one. This is why a mother's love is legendary. She has actually experienced physical unity with her child. Unity is a key element of love. Sages and now physicists tell us that everything in the universe is connected to everything else. So everything really is one connected whole. Everything is in unity with each and every one of us, although only sages are consciously aware of it. Children grow up without the memory of unity their mothers had and develop self-awareness as separate individuals. Throughout life, we experience pleasure and pain, naturally seeking to be closer to sources of pleasure and farther from sources of pain. We look for people who will never bring us pain and who will prevent the pain of loneliness. When we feel pleasure, like a baby who coos happily after being fed, we sometimes speak of our good feeling as love, even though it is really just pleasure, gratitude, or desire for more. When we experience an abundance of pleasure in life, we often feel expansive and want to share with more people to help and promote their welfare. When we have experienced an abundance of difficulties and hardships in life, we also may feel expansive and care about other people more. Hospital workers have noticed that children who have been physically abused are frequently the most loving and compassionate children on the ward. Poorer people generally share more and tend to be more giving and compassionate than their wealthier compatriots. Difficulties and hardships often cause us to want and need other people who care about us. We also encounter people who need us to care about them too. In fact, we all need everyone to care about all of us. But a feeling of caring isn't quite enough. We need action with results that really help. Love is not just warm fuzzies, melodious songs, or imagined ideals. Love is not just providing sweetness or what someone wants. Love always benefits the one who loves, and action motivated by loving feelings sometimes, but not always, realizes its beneficent goal. Since love is an awareness, a state of mind and being, we can make mistakes in how we express our love in action. Sometimes, people with good motives do things that unintentionally cause unnecessary pain and destruction. Thus, the adage, "The road to hell is paved with good intentions." Apparently, something more than intention is required for an action to be truly loving. In order for us to express our love in action that actually benefits those we love, we must examine the entire situation and discern what would really be best for them. It is not loving to give children whatever they want, since they don't have the knowledge of what is in their best interest or the self-discipline to act accordingly. If we love someone who is diabetic, we'd better take them something other than a sugary dessert. Examining and discerning take effort, care, consideration. It's not always easy to figure out what is really best for someone. What's best is not always what someone wants, not always what feels good, not necessarily what experts think or books say. We learn to express our love effectively by trial and error. Good intentions are the first requisite, but love in action is not an instant or automatic result. Experience increases and expedites this discernment. Accumulation of this experience is wisdom. Without wisdom, love is frustrated, ineffectual, impotent. Love without wisdom results in confusion, albeit with sincerity. Love with wisdom manifests as divine grace, God in action. Now we can understand why it is said that God is love. Here is our final puzzle piece. Love requires wisdom in order to bear its fruit and manifest as love rather than as confusion or even harm. Wisdom is a necessary component of love.